Yeah, what's going on, guys? Welcome to a late night episode of Tariq Radio. And you know me, I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by thehouseofancestors.com. The House of Ancestors is a website that gives you a lot of ancient knowledge, spiritual supplies, and consultation. They offer everything from books to crystals to altar supplies to natural health products, everything you need to get your chakras in order. So you need to check out thehouseofancestors.com. Give them a call at 888-711-2328 or go to thehouseofancestors.com. So fam, as you know, we're doing a late night creep right now. So let everybody know we're live right now. We're going to do a quick commercial break while everybody's piling in the room. But don't you move a muscle, because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin, by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com.
Have you ever thought about getting into credit repairing? We have everything you need to start a life-changing credit repair business. Zero experience needed. This software makes it incredibly easy to launch, run, and grow your very own profitable credit repair business, or to add an entirely new revenue stream to your existing business. Run your own credit repair business effortlessly. 100% risk-free trial with no hassle, one-click cancellation at any time. Go to fixcreditsoftware.com. That's fixcreditsoftware.com.
What's up, family? If you want to keep your car clean inside and out, you need to do it with Royal Canary. Royal Canary is the best car detailing product on the market right now. It's a premium car detailing product that will beat any product on the market, guaranteed. And it's not just the first, but it's the only black-owned car detailing product on the market. So no more using all of those old, outdated, greasy, watered-down products. Step your game up at royalcanary.com. That's R-O-Y-A-L-C-A-N-A-R-I-E.com. And use the coupon code FBA to get 5% off on your purchase. RoyalCanary.com.
Join hosts Black Ice and Akis over at The Black Narrative, a Black First and Hebrew Israelite channel on YouTube that broadcasts live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every week, they discuss controversial issues and challenge false narratives fed to blacks through mass media. Search The Black Narrative on YouTube or visit their website, www.theblacknarrative.tv. Be one.
Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs, LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products, including beard and face wash, Bomb Oil Mist and Detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash bomb oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beard Tree 5 that includes all 5 products for just $50. So check this out, all at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. That's BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs. Check out this brand new children's book entitled Josiah and His Magical Time Machine by author Vicente Grayman. In this children's book, children will learn knowledge of self as the main character, Josiah, goes back into time to stop Moorish Spain from falling. This book will give you a lot of history, it'll give you a lot of game, and children will learn about their history, spirituality, they'll learn how to love themselves, and they'll learn how to love their people with this one-of-a-kind children's book. So purchase this book right now at MelanatedRevolutionaryTimes.net. That's MelanatedRevolutionaryTimes.net. Ladies, do you want to tone up your body and enhance your feminine curves without feeling masculine? Well, trainer Solomon Pratt is the best, and he is your guy. Solomon's Gym Fitness app offers customized online training that is convenient and effective. You can download his fitness app at solomonsfitnessworld.com. Solomon also makes ankle, power, and booty resistant bands to strengthen and tone and stretch your entire body anytime you want to train. Ladies, summer is about to be here soon. You don't want to have that big corona lockdown stomach. Get those Solomon's Fitness World bands right now at solomonsfitnessworld.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximum strip, hit them haters on ground. So you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave a little blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Let me put on some of that late night Mac-ish music that I used to play back in the day. We're here, man. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. You know, I'm a little late doing the show this week, but I'm here. And the reason I am late, family, is because I have been very busy at our facilities here in Los Angeles, at our office warehouse facilities. We've been getting everybody's buck-breaking DVDs out to them. We have gotten everybody, if you order from our site, your DVD has been shipped already. We've shipped out all of your DVDs for those who have ordered since last week up until today. Now, we got more orders still coming in, but all the people who ordered all last week and everything, all your orders are coming to you, or you should have them. A lot of people have them. Shout out to the people in the room who have their DVDs. But we've been working feverishly getting the buck-breaking DVDs out because we don't want any delays. We know people were fiending. We know Amazon quickly sold out. We just resupplied Amazon yesterday, so they should have an update on their site. But yeah, Amazon sold out. See, this is why it's very important to get in on those early bird packages, family. That's why I had that early bird package for the riders, because I knew this thing was going to be selling out all over the place. And but we got them to you. Also, let me show you some, there's some bookstores you can go to. My man Nubian Books in Atlanta, you can get it from him. He still has copies. My LA people, go to Malik's Books at the Crenshaw Mall. My brother Malik has copies. My sister Renee in Long Beach at Shades of Africa, she has copies. So those are a few people that you can go to in certain areas. But family, the film is doing phenomenal right now. People are loving the film. Man, we've been sending so many DVDs out, man. It's amazing. And you know what's interesting? I got, and y'all let me know if this has happened to you, family. And by the way, it's still the number one documentary on Amazon. Because it's sold out, it's still in the top 20 of all movies. Star Wars, there was something about Star Wars that happened, and Star Wars knocked us out the number one spot, but we're in the number one spot for half a week. And the only reason we got out the number one spot is that Amazon ran out of damn DVDs. But we're still the number one documentary. This is power. See, I want us to understand how not to be afraid of power. This is shocking a lot of people. The fact that the buck-breaking movie became the number one movie of all movies that's out right now, that shocked a lot of people. We shouldn't be shocked. I want us to stop acting like we should not be in positions of power. Family, it's enough of us. When we aggregate our consciousness and our resources, when we aggregate our ideologies, we cannot be stopped. This is why people are always trying to keep us divided on stuff. When we as black people all get on the same code and start getting on a support level for each other, we're unstoppable. This is why there's always, always, always some type of division. Now, what's interesting, a brother sent me a picture of the package that we sent him, some of the buck-breaking box set packages. And there was a note, there was a sticker saying that this package has been opened and inspected by the United States Postal Service. So the U.S. Post Office, they're inspecting these packages. Some of them, I know some of them are, because I've seen pictures of it. And that's probably because we're sending so many out and they know whose business is whose business. And, you know, they know it's a black run business. So they're like, what the hell are these folks selling? Yeah, that was very interesting. And what's interesting, you know, at the post office where we are, that's right up the street from our office. You know, they have a special section for us in the back of the post office because we're bringing so many packages to them. The post office out here where we live, where our office is a couple of blocks away from our office. They had to put a special section in the back of the post office for all of our stuff. Y'all remember the movie Scarface? When Tony Montana and his clique kept going to the bank with all those bags that just kept making trip after trip after trip. That's what we were doing with the DVDs. We just kept just every single day. We're making like 5 and 6 trips with bags and bags and bags and bags and bags and bags of DVDs and box sets and all that going to the post office. I'm saying we're going like back and forth every day, 4 or 5 times a day. So at first they're like looking kind of suspicious, like, what are y'all doing? Like, what the, you know, they were kind of looking at us with the side eye. We let them know, hey, these are DVDs in here. You know, but that's just part of the game. Yeah, that's just part of the game. And we got to be used to that. Look, whenever we start doing things that, yeah, they looking at us like we trapping. Because anytime when there's black success, and also there was some stuff going on with PayPal for a minute, they froze our account and started doing an inspection because they saw all the money coming in and they were like, hey, where's all this money coming from? We had to do a whole thing with PayPal and we had to show a bunch of documents and pay. Yeah, it's a thing, guys. This is a thing, but it's cool. Everything is legit. Everything is on the up and up. We let them know. These are movies we're sending out. I mean, they start asking for all types of documents. You know? But that comes with the territory. See, we got to stop being afraid of power. That happens. We got to stop being afraid of power. See, a lot of black folks are scared of that. See, you're scared to be scrutinized because we know instinctively when we start doing something that's very successful, And I'm talking about successful that is competitive to the dominant society success levels, then we start getting investigated. They start looking in boxes. They start asking questions about paperwork. That's part of the game. That's why you always got to have your paperwork in order. Everything is in order. We're selling educational DVDs. We're educating the masses. Shout out to our brother Waka Flocka. He was supporting the movie down in Atlanta. He got a copy of the movie at the Nubian bookstore. You in? But that's part of the game. And by the way, we're going to have the streaming version available pretty soon. We're going to have that available pretty soon. But the thing is, family, this movie and just the movement behind it, man, this was a hard blow to the white supremacists and the dominant society and their agendas. And they got a lot of the white LGBT. Boy, they are pissed. The white LGBT, see, they're in a pickle right now because, see, the white ones, they can't try that homophobia stuff because they haven't seen the movie. And if you saw the movie, there's nothing homophobic about the movie. Let's be very clear. They know this and we know this. That's their calling card to label black people homophobic for challenging them. But the thing is, what the white supremacists are doing, they're going to start getting their Negro minions, a lot of the tethered black LGBT who are beholden to the white LGBT organization for crumbs off the table. So I've been hearing some whispers from some of these non-FBA LGBT black folks caping for white mommy and white daddy. See, this is who they're going to, y'all going to see a lot of them pretty soon. Because see, the white LGBT, they know they better, if they come out say something, they know they're already going to get that business. Everybody's ready to give them that work because the movie is focusing on the racism of the white LGBT community and the devastation that they've levied upon black people for centuries. But see, there's a lot of these black folks who are connected to these LGBT organizations, these white-run LGBT organizations. So they're trying to get brownie points. They're sitting up here talking about, yeah, there was sexual exploitation, but it wasn't really buck-breaking. We shouldn't conflate the two. Look, these people have gone out of their way to sexually violate us. I've heard some of the most asinine, ridiculous rebuttals to bug breaking from some of these tethered minions of the white LGBT organization. I saw something on Twitter. One chick was talking about, how are these white men going to be bug breaking the black male slaves? And they were Christians. They were hardcore Christians and they were homophobic themselves. So how are they going to be up here bug breaking people and sodomizing the black men's if the white Christian slave owners were hardcore Christians and they were homophobic? Fools. Listen. These folks don't believe in no religion. Christian, that don't mean anything to these white supremacists. What kind of argument is... People ain't got no real argument. They just say anything. Man, please, the Catholic Church ain't up here molesting boys left and right. What does religion, the religious sector of white supremacy, they're the freakiest ones. What are y'all talking? Niggas just be saying anything. Man, these Christian preachers and Catholic priests are the most biggest freaks, pedophiles, perverts ever. What are you talking about? These folks, man, you don't take what these white supremacists say at face value. Man, please. When a motherfucker come to you with a cross and a Bible from the dominant society, that's the one you better watch out for. That's the main one that's going to pull the dick out on you. Black folks got to stop being naive about this stuff. Y'all, we talked about this in the movie. We talked about how that Catholic Church been all up in Africa, molesting kids. Man, you think the Catholic Church molests white kids left and right? You think they don't do that to the black kids in Africa and the Caribbean and here on the low? Yeah, we talked about the white Jim Jones, not the rapper, but we talked about Jim Jones and buck breaking. That was another one. Jim Jones was out there buck breaking the black men in his church. Man, don't y'all ever think just because somebody's a so-called Christian that they believe their Christian ideologies that they spew. They don't believe none of that stuff. These people believe in white supremacy. Boy, they talk with double tongues, man. You don't believe anything they say. We got Sandusky. Look, man, when people, you cannot question buck breaking, especially during ancient times when the buck breaking is still happening here. Now, look at black males when they get around white people. Now, I'm talking about right now today, the minute black boys get around some white people, all of a sudden, they done popped up with a damn dress on. They're all types of sexual. Even black girls, when they get around, when they're raised by a lot of white people, there's always something happening to them. Always. Especially in Hollywood. I mean, my goodness. This is the buck-breaking capital out here. Did y'all see a clip of Jaleel White, the actor from the show Family Matters? He did an interview. He was talking about how they made him put on a dress. He got into a character named Myrtle Urkel and how his dad had to shut that down. His dad had said, hey, enough is enough. Let me play that clip of Jaleel White talking about how on Family Matters, you know, they kind of low-key tried to buck break him. But listen to this. This is Jaleel White from the hit show Family Matters. Jaleel White played Steve Urkel. Listen.
I remember when I did Myrtle Urkel for the first time.
Well, hello there.
And I just remember, again, I get a lot of my enthusiasm from other people's satisfaction. Everybody on set that week was just amazed. I did run into an issue. Joe Marie and Reggie at that time were very sensitive to putting black men in dresses. And they heaped that on me.
Joe Marie and Reginald, he means Reginald Bell Johnson, that's the mom and dad from the show. Those were the two characters who were the mom and the dad.
And they let me know that I was not doing our race a service by putting on that yellow dress. But everybody has a default. Do you crumble? Do you wilt under pressure? Do you rise? Do you surprise yourself? My default tends to be to take it up a notch. I mean, that evening, I felt like a girl. I felt like a girl playing Myrtle Lurk. But I cried like a baby at the end of that taping. I just broke. And I just cried, cried, cried. And this is what's awesome, where you have a great father. You have a good family. And my dad just rose up like a lion. And was like, I've watched my son deal with this all week to pull out this performance. And he will never play this character again. You got it once, it's done. But he shouldn't have to carry the burden of some adults making a child feel bad for playing a girl. I remember when I did Myrtle.
All right, so that was that. So... yeah, his dad had to come in and say, hey, man, shit, enough is enough. Damn, you know, you got my son in this damn dress. And even the characters in the show, they had a problem with that. You know, they were letting them know, hey, man, this ain't a good look for you. Now, you know, there's been rumors about Regina Bell Johnson and all that stuff, but they felt a certain way about the kid in the dress. I feel them on that. Now, when he got older, I think he played it again. When he became an adult, he played it again. He made a choice. But then when you're a kid, you don't really choose that. You know? But it's very interesting, man. That's what they do. The buck breaking is very real out here. See, this is why, man, we have to understand the importance of black family. See, all this buck breaking stuff, man, this is really an attack on the black family. We talked about that in the movie Buck Breaking. How buck breaking is an assault on black family. See, the black family unit. And what's interesting, when the black family is broken up by these white supremacists, they start punching us in the head, talking about, aha, this is why you do so much crime. You ain't got no nuclear family. Aha. Well, damn it, you done put billions of dollars into breaking up the nuclear family. So they spend billions of dollars breaking up the nuclear family, then turn around and tell us, well, your problem is, hey, you got all this crime and everybody's in jail and everybody's on crack because your black folks don't have a family unit. You ain't got no dad in the house. That type of nonsense. So we're constantly being attacked on all sides. We got to go back to valuing black family. We got to go back to valuing that. Because see, we can't sit up here and let these people attack our girls and our boys. I saw something up in the Bay, and as you know, in New York in the Bay Area, these two places have these high incidents of these anti-Asian hate crime propaganda stories. If the stories are not manufactured by law enforcement, they will spin a story to make it fit into the black against Asian narrative. I saw a video from San Francisco of a dude, quote unquote, attacking an Asian man and his child. And the video is so damn staged, it's ridiculous. The dude who's the quote-unquote black dude clearly looks like some kind of immigrant. He's doing these air punches and jumping up and down, and they're conveniently doing this in front of a camera. He's doing these random air punches that ain't even landing. And they got this all on the news. See, this is more propaganda. And understand this, this propaganda is happening in these Democrat-run cities, under the Democrats. It's the Biden administration that's co-signing this. Black people, just understand, this is what you voted for. The black people who voted for Biden, this is how Biden is repaying you. By allowing these propaganda stories, that's going to be fuel for anti-black backlash. But what I saw, another thing I saw, I think this was in San Jose. There was a basketball game. I think it was a high school basketball game or something like that. And one team had quite a few Asian kids on it. And the other team had a lot of black kids on it. So there was this one Asian teen who's playing dirty ass ball. The Asian team kept flagrantly fouling the black kids. I mean, he's like tripping them up, diving on their heads, elbowing them, kicking them. He's doing all types of real flagrant ass ball playing. So the black kids are like pushing him off of them. The black kids are getting this aggressive Asian kid away from them. And then the Asian teen tried to square up with one of the black kids, and the black boy two-pieced him, popped him in his damn head. And they said he got a concussion or whatever. So now they took that. The media spun the story talking about the Asian kid was attacked. He got a concussion. Nobody came to help the Asian kid. The black kids were yelling Asian, anti-Asian epithets, the C word, which I do not believe. I do not believe these black kids were yelling Asian epithets because black children don't talk like that, because black people don't go around using Asian epithets. It's not practical for us. People use epithets when they're inherently insecure about a group. We are not insecure about Asians to the point where we gotta run around yelling epithets about no damn Asians. I don't believe 1 minute those black kids were running around yelling Asian epithets. That was a lie put on them. It was an AAU b-ball game. Okay. But see, this is the propaganda. See, we got to look out for our kids. When they're using this propaganda on our children, see, we got to be very careful. And black folks, and I told black folks about running around talking about stop Asian hate. These Negroes connected with the Democrats running around validating this anti-black propaganda. Man, do you know the Asian community? We all know about the anti-black racism of the Asian community. We don't get any protection. Not only do we not get protection, the Asian community now is allowed to practice violent anti-black racism against us. They're allowed to abuse us. And if we fight back, we're going to get hit with hate crime charges. I say don't let that deter you. Always be in a position to defend yourself no matter what. See, they're trying to scare us into submission and raise them up as a codified buffer class. We're going to sit up here and get abused by them, and then they get protection if we try to fight back? No, 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 no. That's not going to work. We're not going to accept abuse from the white supremacists, nor will we accept abuse from their damn buffer classes. These folks that sat up here, there's dozens and dozens of videos of them beating up black women. Them dudes don't even get arrested. If a black person fights them off in a basketball game, all of a sudden they're talking about hate crime charges. See, black folks, this is what y'all voted for. See, we got to stop being afraid of power. This goes back to being afraid of power. We could have made a power move by letting the Democrats crumble. That would have been a power move. But black folks act like they're scared of power. We should have let the Democrats crash and damn burn. That would have been an excellent power move. Instead, y'all propped up your same oppressor out of fear. And the fear is being on your own and being in a position to reap punishment, systematic punishment against people who oppress you. We got to stop being afraid of that. And you fools are running around talking about a minority coalition. We're going to have to vote for Biden and Kamala because of the minority coalition. Dude, do you know a story just came out? How many Asians done donated to the Proud Boys? A story just came out talking about how hundreds or even thousands of Asian Americans done donated to the white supremacist group, the Proud Boys. Family, they look at themselves as part of Eurasian culture, which is white supremacist culture. They look at themselves, honestly, as honorary white supremacists. There is no minority coalition. Family, get that out of your head. We got to start thinking in terms of power. We're scared to be on our own and show power on our own because we know that it's offensive to other people. So what? So what? There's no coalition of minorities. Family, Tokyo just announced they will not let athletes wear Black Lives Matter apparel at the Olympics over there. Now, what does that mean? Because what exactly is Black Lives Matter apparel? See, Black Lives Matter is just a code word when it comes to the international media and the dominant society. That just means anything that shows that black folks deserve to be treated like human beings. Anything that says black people deserve to be treated like human beings, oh, that's Black Lives Matter propaganda. So Tokyo just said you can't have any Black Lives Matter apparel. So what does that mean? Is a picture of Dr. Martin Luther King on your shirt Black Lives Matter apparel? What constitutes Black Lives Matter apparel? Every black athlete should have a Malcolm X shirt, a Rosa Parks shirt, because they haven't really defined what exactly is Black Lives Matter. Just the words Black Lives Matter? What are they talking about? See, they don't want another one of those situations where they hold up that black fist. In 1968, when the brother, what's the brother's name? Carlos, what was the brother's name who held up that black power fist in 1968? That was iconic. That thing has been iconic for the last 50 years. That has been an icon for 53 years. That brother raising that black fist, that became the talk of the Olympics. And it has lasted for 50-something years. See, they don't want that. My brother did a great move by throwing up that black power fist. Because that Olympics in 1968, it became all about that. That resonated all around the world. John Carlos and Tommy Smith. But yeah, they threw up them black power fists. John Carlos, yeah, and Tommy Smith. So they don't, you know, white supremacy and their buffer classes, they need all the shine they can get. They're on their last leg. They don't want black folks. It's already bad enough. Black folks are going to be beating everybody over there in sports. That's bad enough. It's bad enough that the black folks are going to be dominating. So now you're going to rub your black power in our faces again, too. No. We can't just be sunned like that. Oh, no, we don't want to be sunned like that. They've always had those insecurities, even with Jesse Owens in the Olympics in Berlin, in Nazi Germany. Oh, they had a problem with Jesse Owens running circles around everybody. Oh, they had a problem with that because they were supposed to be all white and supreme. And then you had Jesse Owens just busting up that myth. But then the Nazis won some shit like, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, Jesse won because, I mean, hell, he's black. And, you know, black people are like animals. So, of course, an animal, that's going to be the human. You know, they tried to use that type of logic. Yeah. But see, these people are insecure. And it's not up to us to pander to their insecurities. We always got to stand on power. Do not be afraid to flex power. Because another thing that shows what happens when you are scared of power. Y'all remember down in Atlanta when Paul Howard, the DA down there, was running for office, running for re-election. And they had Fonnie Willis running against him, this woman named Fonnie Willis. And I told people, Fonnie Willis is bad news. I told people, hey, it's very important to vote for Paul Howard because he's putting charges on the race soldier who killed a black man named Rashard Brooks. He put some heavy charges, and the white supremacist was mad at Paul Howard. I was telling people, this is time to get on code. This is time to get on code. No matter what you feel about Paul Howard, he's doing something that's very codified right now. Let's get on code and support what he's doing. But black folks voted for Fonnie Willis. Fonnie Willis, I told people, she's all clicked in with the police union. She got pictures of her booed up with the police union. This is another mammy. This is a mammy sleeper cell. I told people, if y'all let Fonnie Willis become the DA down there in Atlanta, it is going to be a problem. She is going to let that race soldier go. She's going to save that race soldier. Family, just this week, the race soldier who killed Rashard Brooks, who was fired, they reversed his firing and hired him back. the race soldier who killed Rashard Brooks in that Wendy's parking lot where there were protests all over the place. They fired him. Now they done rehired him. I told people that Fani Willis was going to get in there and bumble that damn case for the damn police unions. She's clicked in with them. I don't want to hear no Negroes down there complaining at all. Niggas like, oh, damn, ain't that man? What kind of justice is this? Man, shut up. Shut the hell up, man. He got rehired. Oh, no. We got to get back out here in these streets. Whose streets? Our streets. Whose streets? Our streets. Just shut up. Shut your asses up. Don't say nothing. I told y'all this was coming. I told you this was coming, and y'all knew this was coming. Family, y'all, let me talk directly to Atlanta. Y'all sat here and voted for Fani Willis knowing that this woman was clicked in with the police unions, knowing that this woman was going to be light on the race soldier. We told you exactly what she was going to do, and damn it, she did it. And then niggas want to act dumb. Let's be clear. Y'all niggas ain't dumb. You're scared of power. I don't want to hear nothing about, well, Paul Howard, he did some scandalous stuff. Now, Paul Howard's scandalous too. You better learn how to go for the lesser of two evils, if that's the case, when something is about codification. I don't give a damn what Paul Howard did. He was getting on that race soldier. Fani Willis, what was she doing that was so damn great? What is she doing to help the people of Atlanta? In fact, you know, they got some charges on a rapper down there. What's his name? YFN Lucci? The dude, he was dating Regine Carter. He's a rapper down there. YFN Lucci. They done got like all types of RICO charges on dude. Using his rap lyrics to put all these crazy charges on that dude down there in Atlanta. They got like 108 charges on this dude. And it was Fani Willis that put the charges on him. Look this up. It was Fani Willis that put them unprecedented charges on that dude. Using his rap lyrics to put all them damn charges on that dude, man. And y'all think this woman was better than Paul Howard? Come on, dude. This is the thing. They got a RICO case on that dude over his rap lyrics, man. She threw the book at this dude. Man. But the thing is, you know what it is. See, when Paul Howard was putting the charges on that race soldier, see, this was an opportunity for black people to collectively administer punishment on a race soldier on our own. We had a black DA. I think there was black judges going on down there. I'm not sure about that. But you had black people in the streets. You had black voters in a black, predominantly black city. This was an opportunity for black people as a collective on our own without permission to punish a race soldier. And you know what? That scared niggas. Because see, that's a power move. That is a power move. And black people, let's be real, are scared of power moves. Because instinctively, if black people collectively make a power move like that, we think there's going to be some kind of massive backlash. If there's a black backlash, that's why we got to stay on code and stick with each other. Yeah, they got a black mayor down there. So black folks get scared when you're exerting black power to punish a race soldier. Niggas start getting plantation scared. Oh, no, we's going to make the white peoples mad. See, black folks want white people to punish other white people. See, that's what niggas like. You want white people to do the punishing for you. White people, Look what he did. Please, white people, give us some justice, white peoples. Give us justice. We want white people. No justice. No peace, white people. You want white people to do the damn justice administering for you. You better be in a position or put yourself in a position where you administer justice. Let's get off this scared nonsense where you're afraid to punish these race soldiers on your own. Stop thinking that you gotta run to white people. Let's get out of that habit. I really want us to get out of that damn habit. Power means just that, man. You gotta be in a position where you handle things on your own with your own group. Is there going to be a backlash? Of course there's going to be a backlash. We better be ready for the backlash. You better put yourself in a position where you protect yourself from the backlash. Stop trying to make a moral appeal to people. You know, my favorite show on TV now is The Godfather of Harlem. Very great show with Forrest Whitaker playing the legendary Bumpy Johnson. Family, did y'all see the last episode of Godfather of Harlem? I got to give y'all some spoilers on this one, but this was a great episode. Now, a lot of the writing is, they mix in a lot of historical fact, and they put some creative fiction to it too, but they put a lot of historic fact, but they do mix it in with some fiction, but it's good stuff. It's a great show. So in this episode, Bumpy Johnson has a deal with some members of the mafia where they're going to sell heroin. They got a deal. And one of the members of the mafia, he pays off a corrupt chief of police in Harlem. And the white mafia guy gives the chief of police like $1,000 a month or something like that. So the police beat up some black kids in Harlem. And they beat up an old black man and they put a bunch of folks in jail, and the people in Harlem were trying to get the kids out of jail and get the old black man out of jail. But the racist white cops wouldn't let him out. And Bumpy Johnson was like, hey man, the old black man, you know, he's a shoeshine guy. Why is he in here, man? You need to let him out and whoop-de-whoop. So they were trying to get the black man out so he can get medical attention. And the chief of police was like, yeah, I know about you, Bumpy, blah, blah, blah. And the Bumpy was like, yeah, I know about you too. I need you to let the guy out. And the chief of police wouldn't let him out. So Bumpy went to his mafia buddy and said, hey man, can you talk to the chief of police, you know, to get the black man out of jail, get our brother out of jail. And the mafia guy was like, okay, I'll talk to him. So the mafia guy went to the chief of police, the corrupt cop, had a little one-on-one with him. And he was like, hey, I need a favor, man. I need you to let the black guy out. And he was like, hey, what, you a nigga lover or something? He said, no, I just need you out. Need you to let him out. And the cop was like, hey, wait a minute. Where's all this coming from? You know what? Bumpy Johnson came and asked me the same thing. And you doing business with that nigga. Yeah, I ain't letting out nobody. I ain't doing no favor from you for your nigga friends. And by the way, since he's in business with you, I'm about to charge him double what I'm charging you a month. Great episode. So the chief of police stepped to Bumpy. Bumpy was with his daughter, and the chief of police was disrespecting Bumpy's daughter. Like, yeah, you better give me such and such amount of money. Whoop-de-whoop. So later on in the show, the character Senator Powell and some of the black Boule types and the black civil rights types, they went down to the police station to have a sit-in, and they were chanting freedom, freedom. They, you know, chatting all that freedom stuff. And they were like, we're going to sit here and chant until you guys let the black folks out. We're going to stand here at the police station and we're going to sing freedom songs and all that until you let our guys out. Adam Clayton Powell, that's who the character was. So they were standing out there singing Negro spirituals and all this stuff, and the cops were like, whatever. So Bumpy and Malcolm X came through. They came back to the police station. And the chief of police was like, hey, what's up, Bumpy? Malcolm, you came to sit in? Malcolm like, no, we came to stand up. So Bumpy gave him, the chief of police, an envelope. And the chief thought it was his little, you know, look away cut. He thought it was his little money. But then he got the envelope, and the envelope had a written note on it said, call home. So the chief of police was like, what the hell? So the cop ran to the phone. He called home, and one of Bumpy's goons answered the phone at his house. And Bumpy's goons had the chief of police white family tied the fuck up. They were bound and gagged. He was like, hey, yeah, I'm a nigga babysitting your kids, you know, and we're going to keep babysitting them, whoop-de-woo. So then they let the brother go. They let the brother out of jail. Gangster-ass episode. Boss move. See, that was a power move. And then at the end, Adam Clayton Powell and Bumpy Johnson were talking, and Adam Clayton Powell said, see, Bumpy, see how far you can get with some, how moral persuasion can work sometimes? And Bumpy was like, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, moral persuasion. Yeah, yeah. Now, Bumpy didn't say what he did, but he's like, yeah, moral persuasion. Okay, you got it, buddy. Yeah, it was pull-up summer. It was pull-up summer on that show. They pulled up to the spot. You dig? They did. That's power. That's a power. Well, yeah, that's a great episode, man. Y'all better watch this show. Y'all better watch this show. It's a great show. You dig? Yeah, the cop got some damn act right then. Then he got some act right. And let me tell you something. Stuff like that happened in the 1960s for real. They got you thinking that the civil rights laws were passed because John Lewis and all those dudes got beat up and white people felt bad. No, that ain't what happened. It was black folks on the streets putting in damn work. Pulling up. Handling business. That's what got stuff done. So we better understand how power works. Not being afraid. You can't appeal to these white supremacists on a moral level. Now, see, the name of the game is, see, they use the whole moral singing and dancing and all that. See, that was a smokescreen, and that brought attention to certain things. But then you got people behind the scenes putting in work. You dig? And yeah, and Adam Clayton Powell was a rider in real life. Now, let's be real. We'll give him his credit in real life. He was in real life. He was a rider. He was a rider for real. You dig? But we got to understand that power is unapologetic. Power doesn't ask for permission. Power doesn't seek approval. And see, when you make power moves, man, you got to make bold power moves. So you got to go all in with power and make an impact with it. See, let's go back to buck breaking. With buck breaking, we went all in. See, a lot of black folks, when you try to speak out about racism, black folks kind of pussyfoot around and, well, there's some injustices out there. Then you get attacked by the white supremacists. What do you mean injustice? You hate white people. You know, then they start attacking you. No, if you're going to go in, go all the way in. See, just like with LeBron. LeBron said something about a black girl getting killed, and they jumped all over LeBron. Or they attacked LeBron, and LeBron had to do some backtracking. LeBron had to backtrack a little bit. But see, with buck breaking, ain't no backtracking. I don't backtrack. I go all the way in. We went all the way in with buck breaking. People are shocked how far in we went on these white supremacists and the white supremacists in the LGBT community, because that has never been done before. Nobody has gone in on the white LGBT community. They've made themselves so-called immune from any criticism. If you criticize them, boy, they got a whole army that'll attack you. We're not afraid of that. No, you don't get to do anything to black people and do you don't get to do all of these atrocities to black people, then all of a sudden cloak yourself around some pseudo immunity. Like, we're not supposed to criticize you for all the vile things you've done to black people. No, no, no. You're going to get this work, too. You're going to be on that Summer Jam screen, too. And they are on that Summer Jam screen. Any form of white supremacy gets called out. All of it. All of it. See, this is why we got to teach our children to be fearless in this game out here. We got to get our warrior class back to where we need them to be. We got to get our warrior class. We got to get that fire and that spirit back in them. See, they've been trying to neutralize our warrior class for a long time. And instinctively, black people understand the buck-breaking agenda out here. And this movie, this gives you all the ammo you need to counter the buck-breaking agenda. This is why there's some harsh stuff in the film, but you need to watch this stuff with your family. You need to watch it over and over again. You need to talk about it in the community. You need to have meetings about this so that we can counter the agenda against us by the white supremacists, because they're still going to try to push their anti-black agenda, their agenda to keep us in a non-procreative status. And we have to keep on fighting against that. That's power. Don't be afraid of power. You're born with power. You're supposed to have power. You're born with the right to have power. Power is a God-given right given to you. You just have to exercise it, black family. You already have it. All you got to do is exercise it. People talk about the elephant in the room, but let's talk about literal elephants. Elephants have more power than humans. But what happens is that elephants are broken. When you see elephants in the circus, those elephants are broken. That's why every blue moon, when these elephants snap out of being broken, they get out of the sunken place. What do? They start stomping the shit out of everybody. They realize that they are powerful. They realize what their nature is. They realize who they are. Nothing is wrong. When those elephants snap, they say, oh my God, what happened? No, this motherfucker just went back to his nature. He's supposed to stomp your ass if you got him in a damn grass skirt doing flips and shit. He's supposed to stomp the shit out of you. That's why it's so very hard to train African elephants. I talked about that before. African elephants are extremely difficult to train because they understand their majestic power. Now, some of the ancient African warriors used to train them because they had a kinship with the animals as they do now. But we have to understand what power is. We have the power, family. We already have it. We just have to utilize it and not be afraid to utilize our power. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Go to buckbreakingmovie.com. It's a lot of us in here tonight, boys. Very late, and y'all in here heavy. Buckbreakingmovie.com. Family, you can get the Buck Breaking DVD by itself, or you can get the Buck Breaking full package where you get all seven of our films, Hidden Colors 1 through 5, 1804, and Buck Breaking, and a poster of Buck Breaking. You get all that for just $99. You can get the whole box set, ladies and gentlemen. That's buckbreakingmovie.com. Share it with your friends. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Go to OgunJuice.com. Go to OfficialFBA.com to get the Foundation of Black American flags, bandanas, and everything else. You guys have a great week. I'll holler at you Sunday. Peace.